This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Us to get together once again to discuss your health and well-being with one of the country's foremost operatives when it comes to good health, Dr. Jack Stockwell. Proud to have him as my friend, proud to have him as a part of this program. The program is called Good Day Health. His website is ForbiddenDoctor.com, the one for the show where you can get the archives and our podcast, GoodDayHealthShow.com. Jack also has a podcast, an award-winning podcast. He and his wife do it pretty much every week. They have 203 of them so far, and that's as good a place to start as any, Jack, with the most recent one, which is a question with, I'm assuming, an answer somewhere in there. Are we going to wear masks forever? There are a lot of people who say that is the new norm, and it will be. Look at in Japan, since World War II, many people have daily, as they go about their business, worn masks. And so you, I think, in the last podcast and the last broadcast we did, we focused on the mask and whether it's got enough holes in it or not enough. I've forgotten the microns. I mean, it gets down to the nitty-gritty, but it could be that socially it is acceptable now, the new normal, to wear masks. Yes? Where does the question take us in terms of an answer?
In Belgium, there is a public letter that just came out from 100 medical specialists inside of Belgium that said, this is rather pointless to do this. They go through the history of masks. Masks started showing up a little over 100 years ago when tuberculosis was kind of a big thing. Mm-hmm. And a doctor in Europe specializing in that realized that people with tuberculosis picked up bloody sputum should be wearing something over their faces when they're around other people who are necessary tubercular. And so that started to catch on back then. And then that was, and then it was also designed to protect people during surgery from any bloody spurting that might take place because of a nicked artery or something like that, or some tumor or something that could be exploding during surgery. And so that was the basic idea, to stop tuberculosis from passing and protecting surgeons. And that it only started late 18th century. And then it kind of caught on from there, and it became part of the regular surgical procedures. Dentists really were the ones who first promoted the use of masks because of, again, doing dental work on tubercular patients to protect themselves, which was very difficult when you're working on teeth.
If you're in an operating room and you see the doctors coming in, they put their masks on, are those the masks? You explained in quite a bit of detail last time we were together the business of the microns, and if you're not wearing a mask that has a one micron separator, you're not really getting, because that's the size of the droplets or whatever it is that these bacteria are.
COVID
virus, sorry. So what do they wear in the operating room? They wear those small micrometer sort of masks?
Yeah, they're wearing a mask. No, it's not. The surgical mask, is designed primarily to protect the patient from what's coming out of the mouth of the surgeon or the nurses that are present.
If it's a coronavirus, let's say the doctor might have the coronavirus, so you're not protecting the patient at all if your numbers are right.
No, because you have to remember how infinitesimally small the virus is. I don't know if I said this on your show last week or not, but I've explained it to a few patients, that if you we have a population, I think 7 billion people on the planet.
Yep.
And if you were Seriously,
as an aside, according to any legitimate study of how we care for, and I mean that comes in all sizes and shapes, enough of the proper food, enough of the proper health care,
well, that's true,
enough education, enough work, enough of fresh air, whatever it is, the planet can only support about 4.5 billion people. That's it. So we're way
that's
over.
That's right. And if you get into the true,
up.
Well, it does. And it's, I forget how many million a week, but it keeps going
crazy.
Up. And if in the true geopolitical definition sense of what you just said, that's true. Now, if we were to start doing what was necessary to create great, huge agricultural fields from just the use, better use of water on this planet,
yep,
the agro growth
well,
can easily take care
not
of people.
Water
back
either.
To what I was, well, back to what I was saying there earlier, is the idea that if you took everybody on this planet and reduced them to the size of a COVID virus and lined them up face, you know, face to back, face to like they were standing in line to go somewhere, that line would be 3.5 inches long.
Wow.
That's how small a COVID virus is.
Wow.
So what's going to stop it? Well, yeah, one of the analogies they use is it's the standard blue diaper type mask that people are wearing is not going to stop a virus any more than a chain link fence is going to stop a dust storm. And
you
then
like
the
that
debate
expression,
continues.
Don't you? Used that a couple of times last week.
Yeah,
that's
I think
vivid,
it gets
though.
To the point. Yeah,
it does
it
get
gets
to the point.
It's very vivid. It gets to the point really quick. I mean, what's it really going to stop? And then again, the issue boils down to the immune strength.
Yeah.
And then the numbers that recently we can talk about before long, or if you want about the CDC's latest numbers, and you look at the demographic breakdown, you know, why are little kids almost immune? Why are little kids almost immune to this stuff? Because they still have strong, vibrant immune systems.
Well, we can all have that.
Major
your message,
yes.
I think this is clear. Doctors who are treating people who get themselves sick because they smoke, because they drink, because they eat bad food. That's what conventional doctors do, and they do a great job of fixing, cutting, addressing. That's not health care. That's the best expression? It's after the fact care. Health care should be preventative by definition. And it's not. Doctors don't go to school. I've heard Ken and I have talked about this, Ken Kronos, any number of times, and you and I have too. There's not a course that exists in most of the major medical institutions on preventative anything. Ken has sort of taken it on himself to become more preventative with his cardiological care, and you've always been that way. But that's the only way that makes any sense to me. That's why I've tried to eat well and take a lot of supplements over the years. I've never smoked. I never have done drugs. I've only been drunk once in my life, and that was when I was in college. And so, you know, under the circumstances. But that's a conscious decision made on my part. You're all conscious. Everybody listening to this program, you can say, well, we're only human. We drink and we smoke. And yeah, but you don't have to. It's your decision. You
more
make
excess.
It to start, and then, you know, what happens after that is, you know, that's where the doctors have to come in and try to prolong your life. How much money you spend the last 6 months? Most of the money that we have set aside in Medicare, for example, is spent on people the last 4, 5, 6 months of their lives. It's crazy.
And then the latest obesity figures in this country.
Yeah,
one in three Americans.
It's crazy.
Obese.
This year, it may be difficult for a lot of people to determine if illness is from allergies or common cold versus flu or maybe even COVID. The best thing to do if you're experiencing any symptoms is to consult your healthcare provider, as explained here by Andy Solomon.
While it's unknown how COVID-19 will impact flu season, the CDC recommends that most people 6 months and older get a flu vaccination. Here's Dr. Wendy Wright, family nurse practitioner, with more.
Flu cases often increase in the fall. You want the protection of the vaccine before flu season hits. Several flu symptoms like fever, cough, difficulty breathing, and headache are also COVID symptoms. If you experience symptoms, contact your healthcare provider for guidance.
There are simple ways to protect yourself and your family.
Get a flu shot, wear a mask, and avoid close contact with sick people. Get enough sleep, hydrate, and avoid touching your eyes, nose, or mouth. Stock up on essentials like Advil, hand sanitizer, disinfectant wipes, cold and cough medicine, and a decongestant.
When used as directed, Advil is safe and effective to reduce fever and relieve minor aches and pain associated with the common cold or flu. Learn more at Advil.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
A SIM swap scam, or SIM splitting, SIM jacking, or SIM hijacking, is an increasingly common type of smartphone fraud where scammers are using two-factor authentication, a text message sent to your phone, in order to defraud you. We asked cybersecurity expert Tony Anscombe about SIM swapping.
In your phone, you have a SIM card, but unfortunately, cybercriminals have clicked on that they can go into a phone shop or contact your carrier and ask for a new SIM card, and there's very little verification that the phone companies do. They put that in a new device and suddenly your phone becomes deactivated.
So what can you do about it?
Don't think of your phone as a phone anymore. Think about all the identity verification you do through your phone. Your SMS messages from your bank, you can reset all your online passwords through your phone. It's actually an identity verifier.
More info is at ESET.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. While it's unknown how COVID-19 will impact flu season, the CDC recommends that most people 6 months and older get a flu vaccination. Here's Dr. Wendy Wright, family nurse practitioner, with more.
Flu cases often increase in the fall. You want the protection of the vaccine before flu season hits. Several flu symptoms like fever, cough, difficulty breathing, and headache are also COVID symptoms. If you experience symptoms, contact your healthcare provider for guidance.
There are simple ways to protect yourself and your family.
Get a flu shot, wear a mask, and avoid close contact with sick people. Get enough sleep, hydrate, and avoid touching your eyes, nose, or mouth. Stock up on essentials like Advil, hand sanitizer, disinfectant wipes, cold and cough medicine, and a decongestant.
When used as directed, Advil is safe and effective to reduce fever and relieve minor aches and pain associated with the common cold or flu. Learn more at Advil.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. We're talking still about the virus, even though it's not the only thing we're talking about. We're talking about the stuff that's ancillary to it, because Jack has a good feel for that sort of thing. And I'm sure he's asked a lot of questions by not only the people that come into his office every week at his clinic in Salt Lake City, but also the people that go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, take the symptom survey, want to be open and have access to Jack and his wife and his staff as to how to get through any number of things that are problematic at the moment. I noticed vitamin D nearly eliminated COVID hospitalizations where it was used, where people were on a steady diet taking vitamin D. The deficiency, the person who's deficient, has a huge risk of mortality from COVID versus those who have a lot of vitamin D. And I don't know what a lot enough. Is there such a thing as too much vitamin D?
Well, yes. Yes, there is.
How do you
know? Because vitamin D has a balancing element in the body called vitamin F, or essential fatty acids. Mm-hmm. And what happens with tremendous amounts of vitamin D, your body will... The main job of vitamin D, and it has a lot of jobs, the main one is to pull calcium out of the gut, out of your food, into the bloodstream. Mm-hmm. Your immune system just simply will go flat without calcium. But too much vitamin D, and you're going to pull all of the calcium out of the tissues into the bloodstream. You're going to get muscle cramps. You're going to have a hard time breathing. Yeah. You're going to have weakness. And so there's a balance that needs to take place here. And yes, so to answer your question, you can get too much vitamin D, especially of a synthetic.
But even being, somebody who focuses on it, Jack, and I just every test I have suggests I still don't have enough. I eat a lot of vitamin D rich foods, salmon, mushrooms. I love that. I'm supposed to eat eggs, but you know those are two things. It just seems
I've sent hard. You Cataplex D, I think.
Yes, and I take four of them every morning. Yes, four of them.
Good,
every morning. I think, well, that we'd have to talk about how that plays into my situation as far as thin blood or thinning blood. I want to talk about that with you in a moment, because I think that would be instructive with a lot of people. Board-certified NUCA chiropractor Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jack is here, referred to lovingly as Dr. Jack. Jack Stockwell from, I was going to say Newport Beach. I don't know why I was thinking about that. I know there's a Newport, there's a chiropractor in Newport Beach. Jack's in Salt Lake with his wife Mary. They practice in a fabulous clinic. Hundreds of people every week come in and out of their office. He's a GAPS practitioner as well. That leads to credibility when it comes to a lot of the things that you can find that'll be helpful tools, technology, if you will, at ForbiddenDoctor.com. So we're talking about vitamin D and how you get it, fish oil, cod liver oil, all that stuff. I'm still confused about calcium, and I want to apply this to people who, like me, have had issues and they need to deal with thick blood. They need to try to eliminate the plaque that may be in their system. I have a very, very unusual system in that I have plaque absolutely nowhere in my thoracic cavity. There's not one scintilla of plaque in my arteries, but yet I have it in my carotid. And so that's what's caused the concern around this TIA that I had a month ago, and whether, you know, what is vitamin, do we need more vitamin D to eliminate that sort of thing, calcium. Sometimes I'm confused by definition, Jack, because calcium is described by some as creating plaque, right? When you have plaque,
well,
there's sometimes
it's
a buildup
part of the
calcium.
Yeah, it's part of the body's Band-Aid system. It's not that calcium's the problem. You can't live without calcium. In fact, calcium is probably the most important single
mineral.
But how
do you not have too much? You can't have too much, right?
There's an imbalance that starts to take place when, yes, you get a build-up of this stuff, but it's the inflammation. The major problem in the body for almost any kind of dysfunction is an inflammation that will not stop. And when you have inflammation building up in the arterial structures, whether it's in the heart, which you don't have, it's in your carotids, but are still arteries, and they're just a little bit downstream from the heart. The blood coming out of the heart, out of the left ventricle, is pumped right up and almost directly into
directly. Atrial fibrillation
into the brain.
That explains perhaps why I don't have them, but my father did, and when he died at 91, he'd had trouble. But remember, off the air, I was asking you about vitamin K, and I felt guilty for years. My father used to take care of the garden here on the farm, and he had gone into the garden the day he had his massive stroke, picked lots of lettuce and spinach, and was, I remember the last time I ever said anything coherent to my father, he was in the barn shucking some corn to bring home, and he went home, put the stuff in the refrigerator, went upstairs, and he had his lunch, a lot of spinach and a salad or something, went upstairs and had a huge stroke. And so that was the end of him. And I've thought often, because I know that green leafy vegetables got a lot of vitamin K in them, and I thought, oh, crap, was I contributing by, you know, making sure he had lots of spinach?
Well, you know, again, the body works on a balancing system where it tries to find what's called homeostasis, an actual chemical balance, emotional balance, physical balance, trying to adjust itself with everything that we eat, the stuff that we drink, the kind of conditions of the air that we breathe. The body's always a step forward, step backward, step forward, step backward, as it's trying to balance the kind of conditions that exist. You can overdo green vegetables. There's no issue about it. And you're going to provide more and more vitamin K with broad-leafed vegetables that is one of the principal clotting factors of the body.
Having spinach anymore. All right. Well, we continue. Dr. Jack Stockwell, happily here on Good Day Health. We'll continue another half hour of conversation coming up next.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Hey, you should move over. Red Right Return.
Right, Red Right Return.
No, just Red Right Return, because you're...
No, I'm saying Red Right Return, but then right to agree.
Okay, but you're on the...
I should have said correct. I know it's Red Right Return, but...
You're on the web, and it's Red Right Return. Red Right Return!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive has you covered as a leader in boat insurance. Get a quote today at progressive.com.
Oh, I was on the left. Right.
Please stop talking.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Described by some who witnessed it as chaotic and by others as an American disgrace, the first presidential debate of the season is in the books.
Will you shut up, man? Who is
President Trump and Joe Biden speaking over each other through much of the debate, and at times the president even got into it with moderator Chris Wallace.
Mr. President, your campaign agreed to both sides would get two-minute answers uninterrupted. Well, your side agreed to it, and why don't you observe what your campaign agreed to as a ground rule, okay, sir?
He never keeps his word.
No, I'm not asking that. That was a rhetorical question.
The president could sign a bill today to keep the government running as the Senate finished debating it yesterday and will hold a final vote today. Just before the new budget year begins, the temporary funding bill would avoid a shutdown through December 11th. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
An 11-year-old boy, one of two hostages, found dead in an Oregon home. Police say he and a woman were shot before deputies busted in. Another woman shot, said to be in serious condition, and a second child was also rescued but wasn't hurt. It's unclear at this point if the suspect knew the victims or why he held them at gunpoint. He spoke with a negotiator but still opened fire and then took his own life. A football player at Georgetown University suspended from the team after being accused of murder. Dijon Williams arrested yesterday at a house in Georgia. He was wanted in the July killing of a man in the nation's capital, and he's set to be extradited soon. Georgetown U says it just learned of the charges yesterday, and there's no indication the crime took place anywhere near the campus. The school has postponed fall sports because of the pandemic. We told you that singer Mac Davis has passed away at 78, also dying at the same age yesterday, singer Helen Reddy, best known for her 1972 hit I Am Woman. And free flights to Orlando, Florida. It's a new deal from Frontier Airlines, but there is a catch. It's only good for people who share the name of that city. The budget airline says the Florida destination is one of their most popular, but they want to spread the love only to those named Orlando, though. If you have that as a first or last name, you can get a free ride between October 13th and 20th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Dr. Jack, Dr. Doug, I'm Doug Steffen, he's Jack Stockwell. He's here courtesy of his own website, in part, BenDoctor.com. We get all kinds of information, those fabulous podcasts that he and his wife put together, and then there's the help that comes just by having access to what Jack does at Forbidden Doctor, selling the things that he's created himself, the ageless thyroid, the long life energy enzymes, which are proprietary blends. Is that a good way of putting it?
Oh, yes.
Them all together, right?
Well, we put them, Mary and I put those things together for ourselves.
Yeah.
We found out they work.
They work. So there you go. Now,
yes.
You also represent, and it's pretty clear when you go through the Forbidden Doctor website, your connection to Standard Process. We talk about Standard Process as sort of being the standard, the gold standard for supplements, because they're all made out of food. No, there's nothing synthetic about any of them. And we also, I was asking you about Cruciferous Complete, which is one of the supplements and our supplement of the week, in fact, that provides you with, and I didn't know this, although I should have thought about it, cruciferous vegetables are what we're talking about. Broccoli, the deep green vegetables. Would spinach be considered a cruciferous vegetable?
No. No, it really isn't.
All right.
No. But kale... Kale is, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, asparagus, red peppers, you know, not the green pepper, but once it ripens into red, it has a different chemical effect in the body than the green. Green pepper, of course, is just not ripe. Yeah. Once it ripens and turns red, it also has these, it promotes liver's natural phase one and phase two detoxification. Remember, your liver is like a massive oil filter that self-cleans. Mm-hmm. If you can imagine an oil filter on your car that you don't have to change every 3,000 miles, that it has a system inside of it to completely clean out what it's cleaning from the oil, that's what your liver is doing all the time. It has, you know, hundreds of functions, but that's one of the most important ones.
We were talking about the microns, and I was thinking about you yesterday. I was changing the oil in my truck, and I was looking at the filters. And lo and behold, on some of the filters, it has a description of the amount of microns that each the filter has inside of it to drain out the stuff, the crap that gets into the oil. But yeah, microns is a measurement, and that's what we're talking about with regard, because basically the mask is a filter. It's just another kind of a filter. And so I'd never paid attention to microns before. And when it came to trying to figure out what the best oil filter was, now I'm looking at the oil filters that have the smallest micron hole ability. Yeah. So anyway, so here we go with Cruciferous Complete. That is good for all kinds of different, all of these things, well, I think, are supposed to help you eliminate harmful substances or keep you from having problems with free radicals, right?
Well, that has a lot to do with it as well. It has a lot to do with it as well. But how many people just ignore the oil filter on their car, as opposed to how many other people actually write down the mileage when they know that that oil has to be changed?
Yeah.
Your liver is just as vital to your body as that oil filter is. And so it has inborn systems to clean itself out. And we know that the cruciferous vegetables, the crunchy vegetables, especially kale and Brussels sprouts, are very strong in a particular phytochemical.
Horrible.
That helps the liver clean itself. Well, a lot of people just don't want to sit there and eat kale or Brussels sprouts. What standard process has done, desiccates those, dries them at a very low temperature into powder. They grind them up and put them into powder, so you get the whole thing in capsules. And there, it was an independent study that was done out of an outfit in Atlanta, Georgia, studying the effect of Cruciferous Complete on women who had had breast cancer. And if they took just three of these a day, there it was somewhere between 500% and 800% reduction in a second occurrence of breast cancer if they just took three Cruciferous Completes a day. So, I mean, it's fantastic the effect that Mother Nature's foods have, not only on building resilience against disease, but helping the body to conquer the disease process when it happens.
Pretty amazing stuff, isn't it? The body itself, you know, I was talking earlier on the DJV program that we do Monday through Friday on many of these same stations, and one of the things that came up, because of the wildfires, the destruction of massive amounts of trees, and how down in Australia they're planting 25 million trees, it isn't just because they look good. It's because the way Mother Nature, spirit, the power that's greater than we are, however you want to describe it, when you understand the intricacies of how everything functions because of something else in nature, for example, we can't breathe if we don't have green trees because there's no oxygen, because the trees take the carbon dioxide out of the air, filter it, and produce oxygen. Can you imagine anything so marvelous, something that we don't even think about?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. What is absolutely deadly to a plant is oxygen. Yeah. What is absolutely deadly to mammals and other living things is carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
Yet you get that free exchange all the time.
Pretty
with
amazing,
these, with the
it?
Plant kingdom and the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
They take care of each other in balance.
Yep.
Yes.
Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Think about that. I sort of want to circle back to the vitamin D thing for a minute. Somebody recently has made me aware of peptides.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly peptides are good at at what? I mean, this person was telling me they're good filters, but what a peptide's
well,
a good
a peptide
for blood.
Is a small protein structure.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
Well, there's a lot of physiological processes that occur inside the body that are peptide-based. First, you have amino acids. We know that. Amino acids are the building blocks of peptides and proteins.
So should we have amino acids every day in our lives?
Yeah, absolutely.
Should we be taking supplementation?
Absolutely.
Does standard process
well, that's why I
amino acids?
That's why I recommend Protofood. Protofood. Protofood gives you the daily amount of essential amino acids.
Okay.
Essential amino acids are amino acids that have to come in through the diet. Your body won't make them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think of amino acids as the material that would go into the mortar of a brick wall, those bricks are the proteins, but the mortar itself is the amino acids that are able to hold that whole structure together. And if you are lacking some essential amino acids, there's a whole downstream effect of other kinds
any
of
such
protein
thing as
structures.
Having too much of that.
No, your body
system?
Will get rid of it. No, it'll get rid of it. If it doesn't
protein.
Want it,
okay.
if it came from Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Anything your body doesn't want, it will get rid of it through the urine or through the colon. If it's synthetic, then it has a hard time dealing with it because it usually doesn't have the enzyme to break it down.
All right. More and more great info here, Dr. Jack, and our overview of what's going on. I found something that I really want to bounce off of you with regard to teeth and tooth structure and what influences it. Dr. Jack Stockwell, the most recent podcast that we have with Jack features a conversation because of what's going on with me last month or so. These are the best ways to prevent a stroke. That's the most recent podcast on gooddayhealthshow.com. Not to be confused with what he does at Forbidden Doctor, but if you check that out, you'll find Jack's advice on the best ways to prevent a stroke in the natural sort of homeopathic way. Good discussion, important discussion everywhere. And this is on the ways to prevent a stroke, not to deal with it after the fact. That's what you want. Maintain good health. Check out gooddayhealthshow.com.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring, because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
From shopping to banking, so much these days has moved online, and all of those websites require passwords. The number one way to prevent online fraud is by having a strong password. But the folks at New Data Security are working on additional measures of security. Robert Capps, VP of New Data Security, explains.
Passive verification goes along the way of observing human interactional characteristics. As you type, you're going to have a very specific cadence to your typing, the dwell time between keystrokes, how long you hold down keys. Those are all things that are very unique to you as a human, and specifically to you as a human using your own credentials. And so they make great ways of authenticating consumers in a very privacy and security-centric way.
More info is at newdatasecurity.com. That's the letters N-U, datasecurity.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. The side effects of bad posture. Now, whether people think about this or not, Jack, your posture maybe now, because of what we've been living through, everybody's working on their couch or their bed or a bar stool or something like that, so are hunched over. and we're going through our Zoom calls, and you're doing telemedicine on your Skype or Zoom or whatever. But the correlation between that, a bad spine, and your teeth. So you're the expert when it comes to, as a NUCA chiropractor, it's your upper cervical area of the neck.
Yes.
And the shoulders and stuff.
On top of the neck.
Yeah, all right. So then why is it that having bad, really bad posture causes you to chip and break your teeth?
You know, it's interesting you bring that up because that's one of the things we're talking about this Thursday on our live webinar. We do a live webinar the first Thursday of every month.
All right.
You can register for that at ForbiddenDoctor.com. We do questions and answers. Marion puts together an incredible webinar. And
it's 9 o'clock. Let me just underscore the time.
Yeah.
Thursdays at 9 Mountain Time, so 11 Eastern. 10 Central, 9 Mountain. Okay. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Right there on the landing page, you can register for the webinar. That's this Thursday. That's just two days, yeah. So the very thing you're talking about is you have several muscles that are involved with mastication, the chewing of food. And most of them are controlled by what's called the fifth cranial nerve, the trigeminal nerve, the nerve the dentist has to anesthetize when you get dental work. But there's also a couple of other muscles on the side of the head called the temporalis, and they attach to the temporal mandibular joint, the hinge for your jawbone up in front of your ear. And if there's imbalance in how tight or loose those muscles are from one side to the other, it can literally pull and tug unnaturally on the temporal mandibular joint. That causes what dentists refer to as malocclusion. Your teeth don't come together properly. And you can end up with jaw pain, dental pain that's not necessarily fixed through, cavity repair because you don't have any cavities, but you still have some dental pain. And the connection with that in posture is that when the head is out of balance with the neck, the posture is going to be off, trying to balance the head on the neck against gravity. And it will twist, it will not just twist the shoulders and the hips and the spine. It can twist the jawbone as well. In fact, there are two people that I saw yesterday who came into me from dentists who do, I'm trying to think of, when you make your teeth look a lot better. They're about to spend tens of thousands of dollars to have their teeth rebuilt with veneers and everything else.
Yeah,
and these dentists,
it's called it, yeah.
Yeah, it's aesthetics.
Aesthetics. Aesthetics.
That's it.
Okay.
Dental aesthetics. That's it.
Yep.
And so they send them in to me for me to balance the jaw without ever touching the jaw, mind you, so that the things are in proper place before they start putting on veneers. So there is a strong connection, as you bring up there a few minutes ago, Doug, between posture and the teeth occlusion, presentation, appearance, and health.
Really? All right. So something else for you to be aware of, and this is not to add a list of things, but if you're going to take care of yourself and avoid having to see the doctors who only fix problems after you have them, this is one way to avoid having to see the dentist, because there are all kinds of things. Every time I go to the chiropractor here, he's not a NUCA guy. I only see you as a NUCA guy, but he does straighten. As a matter of fact, it kind of hurts. But he sticks his finger in my mouth and moves things around the jaw stuff because apparently I grind my teeth. So, I'm sitting up straight, Jack. Sitting up straight at attention. The information here, contained here within, a lot of it is at ForbiddenDoctor.com, Jack's site, or at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Always great to have the president of Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has a clinic in Salt Lake City where it's been really hot this summer. I wonder how many, I haven't asked you this, how many people have come into your clinic as a result of just the heat? How many people are having problems? You're a Nooka chiropractor, but you treat pretty much generally, people go to your website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, and they see all kinds of ways that you can help folks who may be patients or maybe aren't. But the idea of heat and what it does to the body, how has that changed your focus or the reality of what's going on in your clinic?
Well, usually during the summertime, people will suffer from hydration problems. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're not getting enough water, that can easily trigger headaches. I might see a few more headaches, migraine patterns during the summertime than I do winter. But, you know, I'd have to probably go back and do some searches through the patient records to find that out. But, you know, one of the differences between heat out here and heat in the east is that we have extremely low humidity. Mm-hmm. So you don't really feel a 95-degree day here is different.
Yeah.
As like a 95-degree day here is quite a bit different than where you are in Massachusetts.
Right. Yeah, yeah. All right. I just wondered how that affected you. So the latest CDC data, if you pour through a lot of information, puts to rest the focus on the news media. Always, they just want us to know numbers. All right, 200,000 America, a million around the world have died of the Wuhan virus. So at the moment, because there is a surge about to happen, it would seem, what about the people who are under the age of 50 and this data? What does it point to?
Well, it shows that people who are under the age of 50 is extremely, it's almost a zero death risk. And then between 1 to 18 people, over the, well, let me rephrase this. You have to understand the difference between infection fatality rate and case fatality rate.
What
and
is the difference?
They first started talking about this back in February, infection. The infection fatality rate is where people who are actually positive in their bloodstream, seropositive for the presence of COVID, which is completely different than finding COVID in the nasal passage from a nasal swab. And so because the infectious fatality rate was so low in almost all age groups until you got up to about 75 years old, they had to switch the term to case fatality rate, where anybody who decided, no, I think this person's got COVID, regardless of the reason why they died, they started calling them case fatality rates. And so the numbers went through the ceiling, and then they didn't take into account false positive rates that made things even more out of line with what I would consider to be science. So those who are under the age of 20, it's about right now, the latest numbers that just came out last week from the CDC, and you can go to cdc.gov/coronavirus and start looking through all the information they have there because they publish weekly numbers. If you're under the age of 20, your chances of dying of COVID are 1 in 33,000. If you're 20 to 50, your chances of dying of COVID are 1 in 5,000. If you are in the 50 to 69 group, your chances are 1 in 200.
All right, so the people who would look at these numbers and they'd say, okay, I get it. But because young people have a lower fatality rate doesn't mean that they aren't able to carry the virus and infect those people who are older. So
the information coming out of Europe now is showing, especially from Sweden, Denmark, and France, that there's virtually no risk whatsoever in asymptomatic children carrying COVID. It just hasn't reached our shores yet.
Right, but there are children who do carry it. So if they live in a family, that's the exception people come up with all the time. Okay, so what about this? And I don't know that there's a counter to that if the kids bring it home from however that works. Go ahead.
You know, the kids are carrying cold viruses. They're carrying flu viruses. They're carrying all kinds of stuff all the time.
And do they have the same impact? Are we likely, this is a good discussion that we go on and on and on. The news media has made such a thing out of this, and we continue to ignore the number of people who die from the regular flu every year. That number tops 100 million in some years, so. Food for thought.
Now we're down, according to the CDC last week, the numbers of death in the various demographic age groups are about the same as a bad flu season. That's all.
Mm-hmm. And this program brought to you in part by Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight, the simple, non-toxic way. Keep the weight off. Go to Calitrin.com, use the discount code DJV at checkout, and you'll have a great experience. I guarantee it. They guarantee it, or your money.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.